Congressman, good evening to you. In 1995, we lost 168 Oklahomans in a domestic terrorist attack. My assistant attorney general, Melissa Houston, is a survivor of that blast and has spent many years after that utilizing tools of the Patriot Act fighting domestic terrorism. You have come out opposed to the Patriot Act based upon constitutional privacy concerns, and I too share some of your concerns with respect to privacy. But what substantive or thoughtful alternative do you have to the Patriot Act to prevent further acts of domestic terrorism in the future?
Well, the one thing is that you set your goal as preventing all crimes and all criminal acts. I mean, you destroy liberty by doing that. But the Patriot Act, if it would have been called the repeal of the Fourth Amendment, it wouldn't have passed. That's essentially what that does. So that's way too much sacrifice of liberty. But, you know, there are laws in the books for violent acts. But if you think you can pass enough laws to prevent all crimes and all acts of violence, just think of the acts of violence occur in our households. You know, accidents, are you going to put cameras in every household or whatever? So there are, and I don't think it's a lack of laws that is our problem.
So Congressman, you don't believe that there needs to be a comprehensive law at the federal level equipping law enforcement to prevent domestic terrorism in this country?
I don't believe we need a comprehensive law at the federal level. I believe we need state laws against violence. The one law that we do have at a national level that we totally ignore, and that is that terrorism is a crime and it's not a war. Yet we have drifted off to being called, this is a war on terrorism, and it's a justification to pursue war, not only around the world, but even domestically. So I would say it's a crime. But the Constitution, I think, is very clear. There's nothing in our Constitution that says that violent acts should be a prerogative of the government. They didn't offer a national police force. I mean, even today, I mean, if you're talking about criminal acts of violence, murder, manslaughter, robbery, that's all a state issue. This nationalization of law enforcement, I mean, we have already 100,000 federal bureaucrats carrying guns. We don't need any more federal policemen. And I think that the problem isn't a lack of federal laws and federal policemen.
Congressman, what would you call the attacks right around the corner on the Twin Towers in New York City? What would you call those?
Well, that's an act of violence, and it's a criminal.
Is that an act of terrorism, Congressman?
Yeah, it's a terrorist attack, And we do have responsibility when, you know, from protecting our borders and all, but it's an act of terrorism, and we have responsibility. We should be checking our borders and finding out who's coming in, but we ought to understand that whole problem rather than just saying that what we need is more federal policemen, and it's a lack of federal police activity and federal guns that will make us safer. But if you don't understand exactly the motivation and all the problems of why we're facing this crisis and why people want to come here and kill us, just more laws won't do it. I mean, this whole thing is all messed up because what we have been told for 10 years is that people want to come here and commit acts of terrorism against us because we're free and prosperous.
As long as
people believe that, believe me, you're not going to solve the problem. You're not going to make the people any safer.
We don't want you to run out of time. Different topic, Congressman Paul.